Do you get excited when you start daydreaming about the times you're planning for future outings in the outdoors? Perhaps you've just been considering the idea of using the interest in God's creation that others have to connect them with their Maker. Well, why not join us, won't you, as we visit with pro and amateur sportsmen alike who help others come to know their Creator on the trail to adventure. Here's Jerry Calouette, the host of God's Great Outdoors.
All right, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and we're here at the Archery Trade Association show. It's in Indianapolis this year, and just happened to just get into the show. Had a world of a problem finding a parking spot. Busy place. It's not an event that you can come to. It's for those folks that are buying those products at the different outdoor stores that you might wind up visiting. And I'm here as a media press, and first thing, walked in, Knight & Hale booth, and there's Harold Knight sitting and talking on the phone to David Hale, who couldn't make the show. We've had both of those gentlemen on the program a number of times, but right now we're going to be talking with Harold. And Harold, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors.
Thank you so much for keeping up this good work, and always look forward to seeing you. I want you to know that.
Well, I look forward to seeing both of you, and it's a lot of years have passed under the bridge, if you will, water flowing along, 20-plus years now. Almost all of those years I've had a chance to come to the Archery Trade Association show, and I don't know that I necessarily connected with you and David. Knight & Hale Game Calls really got its start years before that. Why don't we talk a little bit about how the two of you got together, what you actually did before you started doing the game calls. I think it was all in God's perfect timing, just as in me walking through here and I was praying, Lord, I don't know who I'm going to interview, have nothing lined up, help me out, and there you were sitting. So why don't you let our listeners know how you got to where you're at right here today.
All right, I'd start off saying we've been in the business 40-plus years. 1972 is when we actually started. I started this business on the kitchen table, and I needed help. And I was a barber, and David was a hog farmer. He raised several thousand hogs. So I needed some help, and he was a friend, always ambitious, you know, to want to do something, had lots of energy. So I invited David to help me. And next thing you know, things got a little bigger and a little bigger. Next thing you know, he's in business.
Now, this started with just one simple turkey call. And maybe you could talk about that and giving it to the right person. It's, again, God's perfect timing.
Absolutely was. You know, it was God's perfect timing, because if it hadn't been, we'd have never made it. You know, we had this one call, and we had an outdoor writer, Dave Harbor, wrote a story about it. And I got literally thousands of inquiries on this call. I couldn't produce that call. I wasn't ready. So I needed help, and so that's where David come in. So we got in. We did the best we could. And the next thing you know, we grew a little bit. We got more articles, and it just grew and grew. And next thing you know, he was still pig farming. I was barbering, but a few years came around, and we said, hey, we need to maybe do this full time.
Now, Harold, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is really at about the same time that turkeys were starting to be transplanted from different locations where there were some turkeys to many places across the USA. There weren't turkeys. Now I think there's turkeys in every state in the U.S. except maybe Alaska, and they might be in the freezers up there in the grocery store. But let's talk about that, because that played a part in it, because folks suddenly got the chance to hunt these critters.
You're exactly right. You know, the restoration program of the wild turkey was a great success. It started in lots of states. It certainly started in our state in Kentucky. And it just went like wildfire across the United States, thanks to a lot of good people in the Fish and Wildlife Departments, your National Wild Turkey Federation. And, you know, the turkey now, I couldn't comprehend how many turkeys that it is now. I couldn't get in my mind years ago there's going to be that many turkeys. And I tell you something, that is a gift from God, all I can tell you, because we have got more turkeys now than I can even tell you about. We have really got them. And I told somebody the other day, I believe, you know, a lot of these young people are starting in a good era. You know, when I started, if I heard a turkey, one turkey a season, If I kill one, I had a successful season. Now these kids go out and they don't kill one about every day they go out. They think they failed. We have really got a resource of the wild turkey now where we didn't have it when I started.
Well, same thing's true with deer. If you saw a deer, you had something to brag about years back where I grew up in the state of Maryland. And if you had a chance to get one, oh my golly, what an amazing thing it was. You had bragging rights, sometimes even if you just got a shot at one. Those turkeys, a lot of folks like to put them in the deep fryer and they smell so good. And that's reminding me that my wife Cindy is standing by to share today's recipe. And folks, do send in your recipes and how you prepare the wild fish, game, or plants you're harvesting. Let us know who it is you're spending time in the outdoors with and what it is that you like to do in the outdoors. And we'll get you a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights, for that recipe. And we'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time of field or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and again, we're in the Knight & Hale game booth, Knight & Hale game calls. Harold Knight is with us. David Hale couldn't make the show because of some things he's got going on in Indianapolis, Indiana. Harold, birds have played a big part in your hunting career, but there was a special bird that you wanted to kill. It wasn't a turkey, and it actually played a part in you coming to know Jesus Christ, and that had to do with your desire to, in the fall, and we've talked about this before, I saw a whole bunch of geese flying over here, it's winter time, resident geese, there was no such thing. When I was a kid, if you heard a goose, you knew it was either springtime or it was autumn. Today you got geese everywhere. Let's talk about that special goose.
You know, Gary, that is right, the goose. When I was a young man, I wanted to kill a goose so bad. And I lived in western part of Kentucky, and I remember going out there by myself as a young boy, 11 years old, and I finally knocked one of them down. And I taken off at him like a bird dog after a crippled bird, and I got a hold of that goose, and behold, it had a band on his leg. I couldn't believe it, and I looked at that band. I couldn't wait to get home. I took it home, and it was a Bible verse on it. And here I was, a young boy, and my granddaddy, and we looked at that thing, and he said, "Son," said, "us right and find out more about this band." So we rode in, sent it to Kingsville, Ontario, Canada. We got all this information back, how this is part of their way of doing things for the Lord, banding ducks, banding geese, and telling people, and each one of them that have a Bible verse on it. So this Bible verse was Mark 11:22, have faith in God. I'll never forget that as long as I live. And I tell you what, that really opened my eyes up then to want to be a Christian. And I think that was one of the things that's most instrumental to me in my life. And you know what? I got to meet these people. I was at the Legends of the Outdoors thing in Nashville, Tennessee, and the grandsons of Jack Miner were there as a guest, being inducted into this Hall of Fame. And I got to talk to him. And I was thinking I was going to see a young guy, you know, being a grandson. He was as old as I was. And I got to talk to him about their missionary work that they're doing with banding these ducks and geese. They still carried on. And I told him what that meant to me as a young boy. And I'm going to tell you something. 30 years later, I killed another banded goose, had the same Bible verse on it. And I said, my gosh, God is talking to me, he's wanting me to read that verse real good. And then, of course, I already was a Christian, but that probably made me straighten my life up even more.
Bands are very desirable, the federal bands that are out there. Waterfowl hunters really love to get bands, but my understanding is that the Jack Miner bands, and as you say, his kids are carrying that on, are even more desirable. They're rarer than the bands that you would normally find put on by the government. And they have had an impact in both entire Eskimo and Native American Indian villages. In the early days, these folks would shoot these birds, go to the local missionaries, and say, God's speaking to us, tell us what he is saying, and it helped many come to know Jesus Christ, and we just praise God for that, and anybody that's doing anything to reach people for the Lord, and appreciate you sharing that story with our listeners. May encourage them to be proactive. Even as I walked through the door, I had a young man hand me a track and had a chance to share with him a couple of tracks that I had, and one of them was a Night and Hail track, and we're going to talk about that, but we need to take another break.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and the new V3 compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
What if there was a recreational ministry that targeted all students, regardless of age or physical ability? Well, there is. Center Shot Ministries is an archery program that shares the love of Christ while teaching the fundamentals of target archery. This is a proven and successful archery instruction that can even be done inside your church. Center Shot engages the students for Christ and develops their skills in archery. Check out their website at centershotministries.org or call 920-634-5978.
We call a man behind bars a prisoner. His children call him dad. Fathers in the Field works with the local church to introduce their sons to a mentor father and the Heavenly Father, exposing these boys to the healing power of outdoor adventure, service, acceptance, and forgiveness can help break the cycle of abandonment. To find out how your passion for God and the outdoors intersects with a boy's life, please visit fathersinthefield.com or call 307-332-0901.
We're back, Jerry Calluette, God's Great Outdoors, and again, we're at the Archery Trade Association Show, Indianapolis, Indiana. We're with Harold Knight, Knight and Hale Game Calls. David Hale couldn't be here. You know, Harold and I are talking about the different things that people can do to reach folks for Christ. You and David decided that you wanted to put your story into a track. You worked with God's Great Outdoors to do that. It's still, I think, one of the most desired tracks that we have people contact us to get to use for evangelism. Let's talk about that. It's titled Humble Beginnings, and that's what the story is all about.
Well, we're glad to do that, and anything we can do to uplift Jesus Christ, David and I have always tried to do it. You know what? It was tough for me for a long time to realize that a Christian sins every day. You know, it was tough for me. I said, my gosh, here I'm supposed to be a Christian and I've sinned today. But you know what? I got over that because all of us sin every day. But this track, I recommend somebody to get that and to listen at it, because I'm telling you, this is from our heart. And a lot of people don't really know Dave and I. You know, Dave and I have been together now 45 years. And I can honestly say he's still my best friend. And if it wasn't for being Christians and knowing the Lord like we do, I don't think that had ever happened.
Well, the track goes into the story of some relatives of yours. You guys kind of at times refer to yourselves as a couple of old geezers. These were some young men and something happened. And it will cause people to think. And even as before we did the interview, you talked about recently having to go to a friend's funeral that has a relationship with Jesus Christ. Harold, you and David, God's Great Outdoors, that's what we're all about. We don't want anybody to die without that personal relationship. So maybe you can talk about what happened with your nephews and such there.
Yeah, you know, we had a bunch of young guys, good hand-picked kids that worked for us when we owned Night and Hail, and they all got killed in a car accident at one time. This was the toughest time of my entire life, and this is one of the toughest times I know of David's entire life. You know, it's hard to me to understand why this had happened, but you know, it happened. I had two nephews in it, and I've always said, you know, the old song goes, we'll understand things better by and by, and I think that's exactly what we'll understand one of these days. When I'm dead and gone in heaven, I know that's where I'm going to be, and that I think I'll understand it then.
Well, certainly God is in control. As we said earlier, nothing happening by accident. It's not an accident that you were the first person I saw that, as I'd been praying to God for the interview. And it's not an accident right now, Harold, that somebody is listening. Maybe they've never even heard who you are. They're not outdoor person. They're just listening to a radio program or caught us on the internet. And God's squeezing their heart. So maybe there's something that you can say right now to someone that's listening that will, number one, either challenge them to start sharing Christ if they have a relationship with others, but somebody that needs the Lord.
Let me, you know, a lot of people out there listening I know are outdoorsmen. They're hunters, they're fishermen, and they think the most important thing in their life is killing a big deer or killing turkeys this spring or catching fish. But let me tell you something, folks. When you get my age, I didn't have to get my age to realize this. The most important thing in life is Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you something. Without Him, you're not living fully your life. And I can tell you this, with Him, you'll find out things will be a lot better for you. I just lost this week a good friend. And it was very comfort to me to know that he was a Christian. That helps so much. It helps with a friend like me and the family. If you're not a Christian, get your head to thinking how I can be a Christian. Salvation is the simplest thing on earth. He made it so simple for us. So do not go another day if you're not a Christian.
Well, the scripture says today is the day of salvation. Harold, I know you've got some things you got to do. You got to run off to a meeting, and appreciate the fact that you gave me that time and shared with all the listeners here. And you say hello to David for me, and thanks so much for sharing with all the listeners here on God's Great Outdoors.
Listen, I want you to keep this good work up. Somebody's going to be listening out there today, and they look at me and David as big hunters and things like that. But I just want them to know that Jesus Christ is the most important thing in our life.
Now, friends, you can go to our website at ggoutdoors.org and check out the Night and Hail track, Humble Beginnings. You can actually pull it up and read it, and then prayerfully considering who you might get some of these for, specifically targeting some friends and outdoorsmen in your life, or carry them all the time with an assortment of others, the way that I do. And Harold and David are both also featured on our DVD, True Stories of Pro Outdoorsmen on the Trail to Adventure, 41 different pros sharing what Jesus has done in their life and what he can do in the life of the viewer. Also something you can place into someone's hands to help them see their need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So visit God's Great Outdoors website's web store for ministry tools to help you reach those people in your circle of influence that you want to see come to know Jesus Christ before they pass from this life into the next. And while David and Harold have been making their living for quite a few years now in calling game animals, by now I would say it's obvious that there is another calling on their lives. And I'd like to say that I think I can speak for them, as they both would firmly agree and stand behind
1 Peter 3:15, where it says in God's Word, "But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those that speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander." Friends, if you're listening to this program right now and you don't have the ability to be able to say that if I died this minute, I know that because of the blood that was shed on the cross by Jesus Christ and my acceptance of his death, burial, and resurrection, I have the assurance that I will be able to stand in his presence and have him welcome me into his kingdom. If there is concerns there, doubts, in fact, if you've been trying to do it by works or an affiliation with a certain church, you know, it can only be done through the blood that was shed on the cross. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word, and by confessing with your mouth and believing with your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and God, and that he came to pay the penalty for the sins that we all have, for all have fallen short of the glory of God. And in another place, the scripture tells us there is not a righteous man on earth who does what is right and never sins. We are all guilty, and only the blood of Jesus Christ can keep us from that destiny that we all have. Acceptance of the sacrifice that was performed on Calvary's Hill as Jesus went to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. Friends, if you don't have that assurance, maybe you aren't even sure what I'm talking about, but you desperately feel God squeezing your heart and telling you that you need to have what Harold Knight and David Hale have and so many others. You want to talk to someone right now and be able to say, "Yes, I have that peace that passes all understanding. I have that peace that Harold and David have." It's easy to do. All you have to do is call 1-888-NEED-HIM. There's someone waiting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to speak to you. Again, that number is 1-888-NEED-HIM. I promise that they can help you make that transition from death to life. And we're talking death, separation from God in the pits of hell, the fire that was created by God for Satan and his demons. Men only step into it because they willingly refuse to receive the gift of the cross, that death and blood of Jesus Christ. That blood can cover your sins. If you are feeling the need to talk to someone and begin a first-time relationship with Jesus Christ, again, call 1-888-NEED-HIM. I promise you will be so glad that you did. Don't wait. Make that call today. 1-888-NEED-HIM.
Here's a one-that-got-away fishing story from God's Great Outdoors. Al Lindner and his brother Ron, co-founders of InFisherman, dispensing information to fishermen worldwide. Several years ago, Al was shooting a commercial for a well-known fishing line manufacturer. The TV spot would have Al leaning over a branch and pulling this big bass out of heavy cover, saying, "I can't believe a line this thin can be this strong." Al begins that it was a late autumn shoot, and they had brought in the full New York TV crew to shoot just a 30-second commercial. The bass boat was next to a dead tree they had selected for the scene. I leaned out of the boat, over the branch, in ready to pull the fish out of the heavy cover with the line in hand. The director gave the crew word to begin filming. As the cameras rolled, the limb that Al was leaning on over the water broke, sending him plunging into the frigid water. As Al emerged, soaking wet, he had his bass in hand. And being the true professional that he is, he delivered his lines and then started laughing. At this point, the director asked the cameraman, "Did you get that?" To which he replied, "You bet." So the director, satisfied with the footage, yelled, "That's a take. Let's go home." That commercial was one of the funniest misadventures you will ever see, and it all just happened. This commercial was used for many years. It was that good. Anyone watching it was unaware that it was totally unrehearsed. It did go on and actually win a national award. Now, Al Lindner may have laughed at that situation that he found himself in that day, but one thing Al does not take as a joke is his position with God and knowing that he has eternal life in Jesus Christ. You can be sure of your position, too. For a free booklet on the subject by Ron Lindner called The End of the Line, call, write, or email us here at God's Great Outdoors.
We'd like to send to you a free Should Man Hunt? What Does the Bible Say? Bookmark. so you can see what the scriptures say on this topic. For those outdoorsmen in your life, email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com.
We'd love to hear how God has spoken to you. Email us at ggoutdoors@aol.com. I'm John Skillman, inviting you to always consider how to make wise use of your time in God's great outdoors.